fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners, and happy Friday. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. Let's kick off in Lisbon, Portugal, where football fans are looking forward to a blockbuster match this evening between Barcelona and Bayern Munich in the UEFA Champions League quarterfinals. It's the marquee matchup of the Final Eight. The game features five-time European champions and superstar players like Lionel Messi and Robert Lewandowski. Speaking in German before the match, Bayern star Thomas Müller said, and I quote, "Even though Messi is in outstanding condition right now, you do not defend against him individually. My experience has shown it works only if you defend as a team." And Bayern's manager Hansi Flick echoed Müller's words, saying they need to defend Messi as a team, and it's important to play smart against him. In action Thursday night in Lisbon, another German club, RB Leipzig, reached its first UEFA Champions League semifinal with a 2-1 victory against Atletico Madrid of Spain. And let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to American midfielder Tyler Adams, who came off the bench to score the winning goal on a powerful deflected shot with only 2 minutes left in the match. The 21-year-old Adams described his heroics as a bit unreal and added, "It's a deflection, but it counts the same as a regular goal." Leipzig will next play Paris Saint-Germain in the semifinals next Tuesday, August 18th.
Dear respected friends, sports greetings. This is Milutin Micho-Sredovic, coach of Zambia national football team Chipolo Polo and former national coach of Uganda Cranes. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thanks.
Thanks, coach. The Nigeria Professional Football League ended its 2019-2020 season early because of the coronavirus pandemic. Based on the points per game, or PPG system, Plateau United and Enyimba FC will represent Nigeria in the CAF Champions League. And Rivers United and Kano Pillars will represent Nigeria in the CAF Confederation Cup tournament. There was confusion and criticism among teams and fans about the PPG system and selection of teams. Iron Mike Mbonye sampled the reaction of seven African football analysts based in Port Harcourt, Nigeria.
Okay, my name is Fisayo Dairu. I work for etlsports.com. Well, what's happened in Nigeria is not peculiar to Nigeria alone. The coronavirus pandemic has thrown the whole world of football into a mess. So we have to look for a way to find sporting solutions to our problems. So I don't have any problem with the PPG because it's not only in Nigeria. We've had it in France. Even in Africa, we've had it in Algeria. So it's a novel way of finding solutions to our problem.
I'm Damian Tetonte Sanupe. I work with Development TV. I think the way the football season ended, for me, there was no other way it could have ended because for us, we were struggling with the pandemic, the COVID-19 pandemic, and there was no way people could go out. You know, a whole lot of things, you know, our life, our freedom, everything was put on hold. So the football had to end. And for us, even till now, sporting activity is still not on in Nigeria. So for how long would we have waited? So for me, they had to introduce PPG. And for me, I think I'm okay with that. But then a lot of controversies. But then the controversies, definitely, I'm very, very certain we'll be able to sort them out and we'll have a way to go forward.
Okay, my name is Peter Abaje. I work with DAR Communications PLC, owners of Africa Independent Television and Ripa FM. I think the PPG was okay, but except that the league management company once again showed their ineffectiveness in managing crisis situation. The league ended in March and it took them some 5-6 months to decide what format will be used to decide which teams will represent
the country on the continent of Africa in the CAF Champions League and CAF Confederations Cup. So a very big minus on the part of the league management company for the delay. PPG, very okay for me.
My name is Faith Olichi, family lover FM Port Harcourt. For me, the way the league ended, nobody expected it to end the way it ended, but it's something that happened. Coronavirus came and here we are. Football was suspended and the league, they did what they felt was best to end the league. You know, this is what you call force majeure. I think it's onto the league board to come out with a solution, the best way to end the league. And they've came out with a solution and I think that is what they feel that is the best for them. There's no rule that they will come out with that everybody will be happy with, but I think they have the finance here and they've taken their decision.
My name is Chukwudi Edmafo. Our league ended the way it was because of the coronavirus pandemic. It's a force majeure and it's expected. Throughout the whole world, it's the way it happens. So whatever issue is going on, it's where it's supposed to be. So we accept it the way it comes.
How do you see the way the football season ended in Nigeria? 2019-2020.
Well, my name is Gabriel Wanetan. I work with River State Newspapers, publishers of the Tide Newspapers. The season, the way it ended, is it ended in a manner I've not seen before. It's a novel one. And I think that whatever decision that we are taking, I expected that all stakeholders must have come together, sat together to discuss the matter and have an agreement on how it should end, because it has never happened before.
Okay, my name is Olalekan Ige, a journalist in Port Harcourt with Independent Monitor newspaper. I'm not satisfied with the way LMC determined the placement on the table. It left so much to be desired. I think they should have been more forthcoming with the way and manner they determined the placement of teams on the table. There should have been more transparency. So it left so much to be desired in the long run.
You've been listening to the views of some African football analysts, and they spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye in Port Harcourt, Nigeria. Just ahead, some top African athletes are in Monaco for the first Diamond League meeting of the season. Samson Omale will have that story and more sports news.
After a frustrating summer of cancellations, exhibitions, and virtual competitions, World Athletics Diamond League swings into belated action later today with a star-studded field in Monaco, France. African athletes to look out for will include the likes of Ivorian Marie-Josée Tolu, a favorite in the women's 100 meters, Ugandan's 800 meters world champion Halima Nakaya, who will be up against Olympic champion and Kenyan Faith Kipyegon. Others hoping to grab the spotlight will include world champions over 1,500 meters, Kenyan Timothy Cheruiyot, and Ugandan Joshua Cheptegei in the 10,000 meters. In the women's 10,000 meters, Ethiopian-born Sifan Hassan will be competing, while 5,000 meters will have Kenyan Helen Obiri looking for the top prize. Staying with athletics, Kipkino Classics, the last event in World Athletics Tour, has been postponed from September 24th to October the 3rd. The meeting director, Barnaba Curry, said the event, which is scheduled for Kenya, has been deferred owing to the request from both local and international athletes. In tennis news, Tunisian Honors Jabua will face American teenager Coco Gauff in the quarterfinals of the Top Seed Open later today after defeating Olga Govastova in the round of 16 on Wednesday. The North African defeated the Belarusian qualifier in three sets of 3-6, 6-2, 6-4 in just under 2 hours. The Tunisian eighth seed hit 10 aces and converted 7 out of the 9 break points to survive a scare after dropping the opening set.
That was a good match. Obviously, I was really angry because of also the heat does not help a lot, but I'm really proud of myself that I pulled up the win today.
In football news, the Kenyan Football Federation Electoral Board has set October 17th as the new date for the long-delayed Kenyan football elections. These follows the approval of a roadmap by world governing body FIFA set to resolve a leadership crisis that has seen Football Kenya Federation elections halted twice, in December 2019 and in March this year. The elections are expected to start from the grassroots level, with the county elections set for 19th of September. Kentis Tikolo is the chairperson of the FKF Electoral Board.
A candidate must have played an active role in football, either as a player, member, or an official of FKF in two of the last 5 years as per the FIFA statutes. Actually, we've picked that as the minimum threshold.
I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
This is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
Hello, listeners. My name is Juma Miro, the Commonwealth Games bronze medalist in Australia 2018. Listen to Southern Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
The son of Ghanaian boxing great Azuma Nelson is hoping to follow his father's Hall of Fame footsteps in the ring. In this encore Sunny Side of Sports presentation, Yao Ofusu-Larbi in Accra tells us more. Sporty greetings, Yao!
Sporty greetings, Sunny. Azuma Nelson's legacy transcends the shores of Ghana. Years after hanging his gloves, he continues to dominate conversations around boxing in the country and beyond, and that's what champions are made of. For rock stars like Azuma Nelson, they are made of more. The legacy has not died down, and in the past few years, it is even closer to home thanks to his 23-year-old son, Dalvin Azuma Nelson Jr., who is taking after his father. He has his father's blood through and through, exhibiting it with ease and anchoring an admirable skill that excites. Pugilistic to the core, he wades away from all the enviable feats his father recorded and is seeking to build his own charm and trademark.
I can't even picture my mind that back because it's been long. It's probably one of the first things I remember doing with my dad, like jab, jab, right? So probably about 3 years, I just started, you know, learning the art bit by bit. And then maybe it got quite serious when I got to JHS. That was kind of a phase in my life where it was kind of like, can I really do this or am I just doing it for fun or what is it really? And we went to a competition in Australia. And then when we were there, like during the competition, they were like, they came to my corner and they were like, Charlie, like, take it easy because, you know, like, yeah, too for the guy. So yeah, just relax. And well, from there, I kind of started to believe in myself a little bit.
Despite walking into the sports that made his father famous, he is now taking baby steps and not quite arrived yet at his father's level. The love for boxing was harnessed at a very young age and has since been an obsession. Dalvin feeds off a constant reminder to be greater than his father, and this has come with a special skill toolkit that has everything from precise brawls to body shots that dissipates even the toughest opponent. The traits, he says, are similar but of different shades.
I believe I'm quite a bit of everything. I can brawl a bit, I can box a bit, I can move a bit. I'll say I've got a good right hand. I mean, when it lands well, you feel it, you know it's landing. And I'm good at the body too, my body shots. I mean, yeah, when it touches you, you cringe. I'm a student of the game, you see, yeah, so I like to learn new stuff. So I'm picking stuff here from this boxer, trying to add it to mine, trying to perfect it. Catching an easy battle, no pain, no gain.
Daniel Latekwe-Late has been coaching Dalvin for years and tells me it is not too hard to tell he is headed for greatness.
The father was the one who started it. The time I can see him, I think he's the age of around 10 or 11. And the father started to bring him to me to try to steady him what he's doing. I know there is something in him I have to put in him. That's why their father believed me up to date.
There have been moments where Dalvin felt like giving up. But for an amateur who is even yet to turn fully professional, he has learned the rudiment to know that passion is the most important shield in any sport.
boxing has kind of given me some kind of focus, some kind of mentality. I really do feel the pressure, but I believe it's the pressure and the anxiety that keeps me going.
Solid as a rock, Dalvin wields the crown that was once heavy to emulate, but now giving way to the determination and pursuit of a young man not content with just a few jabs.
It's been good. I mean, I owe it all to him. My mark is to be better than my dad, or at least be as good as he was, because he was a very good boxer. And that would have to depend on my hard work and my conviction to the sport, and proving to others that I'm not just following in my dad's footsteps, but I'm also trying to create my own footsteps.
On the wings of an eagle, he knows that one day, when the glory comes, it will definitely be his. Dalvin Azuma Nelson Jr. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Yalfo Silabi in Accra.
Hi, this is Larry London, the host of VOA's Border Crossings, where we feature music and interviews along with your favorite artists from around the world. Tune in and interact live with us here in Washington, D.C. Hello, Shirin.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
Good. How are you tonight? Border Crossings comes to you Monday through Friday at 1500 UTC GMT.
Yo, yo, yo. Sporty greetings, man. I'm Evelyn Akato, forward for the Tigress Nigerian Women's National Team. And Flams Carolo Basket. Bonjour, bonjour, my people. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Please continue to stay safe and avoid contacting COVID-19. Thank you so much.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and U.S. Centers for Disease Control say coughing and sneezing can spread COVID-19. Physical distancing, staying at least 1 meter away from people outside your family, can protect everyone. For more information, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa CDC. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. My VOA colleague, Jim Stevenson, kicked off his latest game room with COVID-19 sidelining U.S. college football. Here's Jim.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. Football is heading to the locker room in the Big Ten and Pac-12 conferences as university presidents and chancellors voted to postpone all fall sports seasons, including football, amid the coronavirus pandemic. They are hoping the seasons might be able to be played early next year. Alex Calkin is a senior at Michigan.
Yeah, I wish this fall sports would happen, but they got to take care of the kids. I have a lot of friends on the lacrosse team, and I'd rather have them safe and healthy than trying to benefit the school. So whatever's best interest in the kids, it stinks. Hopefully they can do it in the spring, though.
Michigan junior Meredith Wojcicki wants to see teams in action.
I'd be upset if it got canceled, for sure, and I think it'd be nice to have it postponed because I'd still like to have the season. But hopefully everything goes well and it can happen.
So far, three of the five power conferences, based mostly in the U.S. South and across to Texas, the SEC, ACC, and Big 12, are still looking to play at least limited seasons. Overall, 53 of the 130 programs in college football have canceled their seasons. Michigan senior Ben Flowerday agrees that play should take an extended time out.
It's not feasible for college athletes to live in the same types of bubbles that the MLB, NBA, et cetera, are living in because they don't make the money. They have other things they're pursuing. It's not their full-time career. So I think just to be fair to the students, it would make more sense to cancel or postpone the fall season.
The virus has been especially impactful in California and Arizona, which houses six of the 12 schools in the Pac-12 conference. The Big Ten has schools in hard-hit Illinois, Ohio, and Michigan. Sports fans have a lot to hear each day on VOA. Listen to the sunny side of sports for the latest from Africa, the United States, and around the world.
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Great show, bro.
Find the sunny side of sports on the radio, online, and as a podcast.
This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
One of the biggest golf tournaments of the season sounded like a round at a local course. When golf great Tiger Woods putts, it usually sounds like... This is how it sounded as he rolled in a long 5-meter putt at the PGA Championship at TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. To be fair, a handful of fans were on hand to witness players coming through the last few holes of the course. Woods was part of a star-studded field that was humbled by 23-year-old American Colin Morikawa, who shot a final round 64 in just his second ever career major appearance.
It's amazing. It's been a life goal, obviously, as a little kid, kind of watching everyone grow up, all these professionals, and this is what I've always wanted to do. I felt very comfortable from the start, you know, as an amateur junior golfer turning professional last year, but to finally close it off and come out here in San Francisco, you know, pretty much my second home where I spent the last 4 years, it's pretty special.
Morikawa's only stumble on Sunday was during the trophy presentation when he struggled to lift the silverware and the lid fell off onto the green. The 12th-ranked Morikawa finished at 13 under par to win by two shots over runners-up Paul Casey of Ireland and overnight leader Dustin Johnson of the United States. Tiger Woods shot his best round of the tournament Sunday with a 67 to finish at 1 under par.
Proud of myself.
English golfer Andy Sullivan should be, as he claimed his fourth European Tour title at the English Championship at Hanbury Manor Marriott Hotel and Country Club in Ware, England. It had been about 5 years since Sullivan's last win.
Not stuck in the doldrums, just hasn't quite happened for me since them three wins in that year. And, you know, it feels like, you know, it really just feels like a weight off my shoulders now.
Although Sullivan finished at 27 under par for a 7-shot win over Adrian Ortegi of Spain, he did not feel as if he was cruising to victory.
I never really felt comfortable on the golf course all day. Found it quite a battle the whole way around until I started dropping a couple of putts on the back nine. And
Ortegi seemed to feel better during his runner-up effort.
I had a very good start. Started with two birdies. I hold some very good putts today. I was feeling very good on the course, talking to Job, to my caddy. It was very good. We were very focused, and we did our best, but just wasn't enough against Andy.
The Spaniard felt the course was hardest toward the end.
Obviously, I think the last few holes were tougher today. I didn't make a birdie since 12, but I really think they were not easy to birdie.
Sullivan is just happy to be back in action.
I'm just buzzing to be back playing on the European Tour at the moment. Through this current pandemic, I think we all should be grateful that we're back playing golf.
The Game Room opens with news stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.
Thanks, Jim. That's VOA's Jim Stevenson with another spicy Game Room package. Finally, let's give a sunny side of sports birthday salute to Hall of Fame basketball player Magic Johnson. Magic was born August 14th, 1959 in Lansing, Michigan. He was also born Irvin Johnson Jr. He got his nickname of Magic from a sports writer in Lansing. When he was in high school, Magic would go on to win a college basketball title with Michigan State and 5 NBA championships with the Los Angeles Lakers, as well as an Olympic gold medal in 1992 with the USA Dream Team. And that wraps up the August 14th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Have a nice weekend, everyone. And that's the sunny side of sports.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC. VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues.
It's about listening to them
and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
The Voice of America's Global News Program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 1705 UTC on The Voice of America.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bongo flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.